Day four.
Team Stoughton. Jeff Stoughton is here with us representing Manitoba at the Brier. And Jeff, you know, Halifax, never been there myself, but I think it's one of those spots that every Canadian wants to get to just because of the atmosphere and the people. They say it's one great fun party town.
Yeah, I mean, it's just awesome. As you're speaking, I'm looking out onto the harbor here, and it's finally a nice, quiet day, and a few tugboats running around and a few things here, but oh, it's just a beautiful city, and the weather's been great, and I thought you guys were lining up a world tour, Halifax Brier, 010.
Well, you know what? I have to be honest. When you first mentioned that to us, Tom and I couldn't say anything to you that day, but we're doing that trip-a-day getaway, as you know, to Las Vegas, and there's no curling down there. The only thing that's going to curl are your toes when you win a jackpot.
Yeah, exactly. Vegas put on a curling bonspiel one time, I believe, a few years ago, and
nice.
Threw some ice in some convention center somewhere and had some fun. But, yeah, you know, Halifax, it's a great town. I tell you, there's so many restaurants and bars to visit. I mean, I don't think you can go to the same place twice if you were here for a month, so... pretty amazing place.
So in other words, you haven't seen Randy Dutame since you got off the plane.
Yeah, Randy sort of disappears on us. He, you know, he shows up at game time, and then, you know, he pops around, has a little meal with us, and then him and Norm have to go and debrief, and, you know, we're about a 20-minute walk from the arena, so there's a lot of places to stop on the way.
Along the way.
Well, Norm Gould is Steve's brother, and he happens to be the coach of Team Stoughton, for anybody that might not know. But the beauty is, this is a great follow-up to the curling at the Olympics. It's got a lot of people stoked up in this country. You're in at 3-1. You only have one game today against Quebec.
Yeah.
And then, of course, a lot of people talking about Alberta, Ontario, and then, of course, the Gushue Rink. And you're going to play them starting Tuesday, back-to-back days. And we're going to see a lot of you on TSN over the next few days. At some point, are we going to see the specialty, the Stoughton Spinorama? You know they ask for it every time you're at a Brier.
I already did it.
What, opening day?
Opening day.
I was playing poker. We had the game on, and I missed it. Damn.
Oh, was it? We weren't the TV game. We were playing Northern Ontario, and we were 3-down coming home.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Obviously, we weren't going to win the game, so I asked the other team if they'd mind, and they said, no, go for it. We'd love to see it. So I threw one in there in the 10th end, and I got it out early, so we don't have to do it at the end of a game.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing, because you only bring it out when you're not going to win. And
yeah, I know. It's usually not a good thing.
But I'll tell you what, when you win the Brier, we're going to hold a little party for you here at Boston Pizza. I know that's one of your sponsors, too. So we're going to check in with you earlier tomorrow morning, because you have a big game, and we're going to talk to you throughout the week. And please keep an eye on Randy for us, the lunchbox, because he is called an alternate, not the designated driver, thank God.
No kidding. Yeah, thank goodness we have wonderful drivers and volunteers here, and we were threatening Randy to throw him in the game yesterday. He was bailing out on us.
He already had the spinoramas in his head by then.
I think so.
Well,
not
good
sure
start.
If he'd be able to slide down the ice or not.
Good start, Stoughton. Stay in touch.
All right, guys, take care.
All right, Jeff Stoughton's at the Brier in Halifax. He'll be with us again tomorrow morning, right throughout the week. Here with Tom and Joe.